Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Emigration was one of the big issues that we've talked about on this programme throughout the year, and particularly around the general election campaign. Many people raising the issues of their young sons and daughters heading away to far off climes and wondering what will bring them back. Well, we've been speaking to Irish people who've chosen that different life abroad to find out what it's been like for them here on the programme. We've been to bustling Abu Dhabi, the sunny beaches of Australia, and my next guest this evening has spent the last 11 years living in the Big Apple. Nollaig O'Connor, good evening to you. Thanks very much for joining us on Drive Time.
Hello, good to talk to you.
Nollaig, you're a Cork woman, is that right?
Yes, I'm from North Cork.
From Mallow, I understand. And home for Christmas?
It's actually Buttevant.
And yes, I apologise. Controversial. Controversial. It's Christmas, so we're going to let that go for whoever slipped me the wrong information there. I wouldn't want to cause war in North Cork right now. Nollaig, how's life in New York?
It's grand. Yeah, it's going well. I can't believe it's 11 years, to be honest. It's gone by very fast.
What brought you there first?
I went to New York for summers before college, and my first visit to New York was when I was about 11 or so. And I told myself, I live here someday. I was just in love with it. It was like being in a movie. Everything was so exciting and all of that. So during my summer visits, I started waitressing at a place called the White Horse Tavern in the West Village. And I just made very good friends there. And when I made the big move in 2013, like, I kept waitressing there, and I met just a whole bunch of people who were like happy to help me out and did different things, tried different things. I worked as freelance journalism and at a marketing office. You know, it was all very random, but I was trying new things, and that's what I wanted.
And do you feel you made the decision to stay there long term? As you said, I can't believe it's been 11 years, or did it just happen?
It kind of just happened, you know. It's hard to kind of think about moving elsewhere when your life is literally like developing and getting bigger the longer you stay there, you know. And like when I come back to Ireland, it's hard to see myself like coming back to live here. It's always like visits, you know. It becomes less familiar the longer you're away. I mean, obviously, but like it's just you kind of. You see yourself in the city, and that's your way of life for so many years, and it just keeps going. And like if there's nothing wrong with it, you kind of just, you don't think about it anymore, about moving back.
Right. And if you love it or you really enjoy it, and you got that American dream, or you caught the bug when you went to New York. Mm-hmm. I'll be honest, I think the few times I was lucky enough to go to New York, it kind of frightened me a little bit, or maybe I'm too much of a country mouse, but you loved it.
I did love it. Yeah, it was funny. Like when I first went to university, I went to Cork City, and like that was seen as like, oh my God, I'm going to Cork City. it's only about a 40-minute drive from Buttevant. Like, so, and I expanded towards New York, and that was a whole different thing. But it was just, it's so exciting. And like when you realize how much is out there, it's sort of hard to go back, kind of thing. You just keep going forward.
Now, there's obviously technical and legal issues around working in America or staying there long term. You had an advantage there.
Yeah, I did. So I, like some of my friends, they did the J-1 visas and stuff, but I was lucky with the, I already had citizenship, so it's grand.
Okay. And started out as a waitress, working your way up, or
yeah.
what was that experience like?
Oh my God. I mean, I still love it. I like take on a cover shift if somebody's like sick or something at an Irish bar near Grand Central. But like, I love it. And like people, you can see why Irish people do so well in the hospitality industry in New York, because we really are like the soundest people. we know how to run the show and also take part in it, you know. Mm-hmm. Talking to people, meeting them, they're so interested in like visiting Ireland someday, or they've been there already, or you know, things like this. And it's very easy to start up a conversation because people are just naturally interested in talking, and we're very good at talking as well.
Right. I spent a summer once in the States as a waiter, Nullig. I was a bad waiter, but a good talker. But I was amazed that people would just tip you for actually talking to them. People like my accent. It's nice to be so welcome somewhere, isn't it?
it definitely makes you feel good. You know, it makes you feel more proud as well to talk about where you're from and like correct the things like, oh, do you speak Gaelic? And it's kind of like, well, no, we actually call it Irish here. Gaelic is like an umbrella term, you know, yada, yada, yada. So, it's nice to, as well to like, talk to them and like tell them like this is what it's like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there'll be some unusual questions, I've no doubt, but still people so wanting to hear from you and interested in you. It is a great feeling. Tell us about your career so or where that's taken you.
So I tried different things when I first got here, and I like waitressing kind of sustained like the ebbs and flows of like deciding what I wanted career wise. And it was in Storyful for about 4 years, which is owned by News Corp now. So that was, I just wrapped up there. And I'm moving into NBC in January, a job there. So I was doing freelance journalism for a while.
It sounds like things are going well. What's going to happen in NBC, or can you tell us about the role there?
I can't really say a lot, but it's very exciting to be a reporter there. And I cannot wait. I still can't believe it. So very excited.
There still such a strong sense of the Irish community in New York, would you say? And we often, particularly recently, we've been talking about a lot of people heading to Australia and Dubai. Are young Irish people still heading for New York and the States?
I think so. I mean, on social media alone, I'm pretty sure there's hundreds of Irish specific networking groups in New York, like, and you have GAA for sports, like the Irish Rep, the Arts Center for drama and music, which whatever you're into, there's something there for it. Like the Irish consulate have those meetings, you know, there's a lot going on. And then that's aside from the Irish friend groups, that's a whole different story. People just get along with each other. They meet up at events and it goes from there. At Storyful, like I worked with two Kerry people and a Dublin guy in the New York office who I, you know, they're now like really good and trusted friends who I wouldn't have met only for my job working with them. And like the Irish bar, the owners there, like I would nearly consider them family at this stage as well. So I think like there's a very, very strong Irish community. People do still come over for sure. I was at a networking event not too long ago and there was a fella from my town who was there. He was the younger brother of a girl I went to school with. And I saw the look in his eyes as he was kind of looking around the room like, what do I do? And it just reminded me like, this is what I was like when I first landed, you know.
You come home for Christmas though, Nullig. You miss your family, obviously.
Oh yeah. I mean, yeah, that's the biggest thing. If I could just teleport myself for an hour and have a cup of tea with my mum on hard days, that would be the ideal scenario. But alas, no, I love coming back at Christmas. It's when everyone's around, you know, you go to the pub and you see friends, you catch up with them. And that's what it's all about, really, to like catch up and you talk about life and then it's back to business in the US, you know.
Yeah, but when they say to you in the local in Buttevant, where are you now? New York probably sounds a bit more exciting than some of the answers you'll hear now on Stephen's Night, is it?
I don't know. You'd be surprised where people are. Like, some
are a lot of
are
your friends abroad and in similar situations?
Yeah, there's a lot. I mean, when I first left, I mean, it wasn't, it wasn't weird to leave at that time in 2012 and 2013. I'd say like 75% of my social circle were already either thinking of it or gone already. So it wasn't a strange thing to do. And like a lot of them are still in Australia or in Dubai, Canada. You know, it wasn't, I don't know how, it was normal, I suppose.
Yeah.
But it didn't make the airport goodbyes any less difficult. That was still always very hard. It's gotten less hard now. But
is there still a lot of tears in your house?
Sometimes when we all have to leave the house, it is a bit sad, but mm-hmm. we know we'll come back again. We'll see each other again, hopefully. Kind of thing.
And we often ask the question, people like me in my job are asking, you know, what'll bring you back? Or older people maybe might say, or, you know, what'll bring our young people back? Like I said, it was a big issue here when we're talking about the price of housing or political issues. It sounds like you've embraced mm-hmm. all the opportunities, Nulla. People don't necessarily want to come back?
I can't speak for everyone. Like it's a very personal decision as well. In my experience, I think the people who are most likely to move back, like in my experience now, they tend to be couples where they're both Irish and they want to have kids or something, or, you know, something like that. And but there's really like loads of different reasons that people might have for moving back.
Did you feel you had to move away, or do you think there is that feeling among your friends because your friends' parents or maybe the older generations do feel that their young people are being driven away by the cost of housing or lack of opportunities in some parts of the country maybe?
Yeah, I think maybe like there's a lot more opportunities over in New York for sure. You can really pursue anything you want. It's not really, you know, these are the cards you have been dealt. You must now work it out. But you arrive to the city and it's really whatever you want. If you work hard enough, you can achieve what you want in that city.
But you're happy out otherwise. Christmas will be at home in Buttevant. You'll enjoy a very different kind of Christmas to New York, though I'm told it's as noisy in your house as the streets of New York sometimes. Is that right?
Sometimes, yes. My nieces and nephews, they don't mind volume at all. So it's great to have them around. It's loads of energy. And I only spent one Christmas in New York. And it was fine, but it didn't feel like Christmas. It simply does not without, you know, the hustle and bustle here.
Without, come on, tell me specifically what you need. Is it that pint on St. Stephen's night? Is it your mother's turkey and ham? Is it the children and the presents? Is it what?
It's the sandwich after dinner, about 4 hours after dinner. It's that specific sandwich with a side of potatoes. And it's a conversation with, you know, your friend in the pub afterwards.
It's the turkey sandwich. You know what? Yeah, plenty of butter, a bit of salt, I'd say.
A tiny bit,
mayonnaise.
Yeah. But mostly stuffing. I really miss stuffing.
Like. Your mother's stuffing. Has she a special recipe, is it?
She won't tell me, yeah, I suppose.
You're not bringing that to New York with you. She wants to keep you coming back for us. I think you've summed it up for us. Isn't that what we all want? The turkey sandwich, the crisps, and maybe a catch up over a drink with friends as well and family as well. Nulla, it sounds like a lovely Christmas and I hope you really enjoy it. And all the very best of luck to you in your new job in NBC in New York.
Thanks
very much for talking to me on Drive Time this evening.